Do you really need this much sugary soda? 450 grams, 560 grams, 900 grams. These are all quantities regularly sold and consumed in the United States. This week, New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg said enough with his proposed ban on the sale of supersized sugary drinks. Some New Yorkers aren't pleased.
What kind of a state are we in? I mean, you know, we can't even drink soda for crying out loud. It's ridiculous.
This is a democracy, and we should have a choice as to what type of soda we want to drink.
David Almasi of the conservative-leaning National Center for Public Policy Research is against the mayor's proposal.
In the case of what he has suggested he wants to do, you can go into a restaurant and you can buy a 40-ounce beer, but you can't buy a 40-ounce Coke.
This is the Super Big Gulp, sold at 7-Eleven convenience stores. New York City officials cite a 2006 study which argues that sugary beverages lead to long-term weight gain and increased rates of diabetes and heart disease. Nutritionist Claire LeBrun concurs.
Why does anybody need 32 ounces of liquid sugar? There's no nutrient value in there, and it just gives you extra calories that you're going to end up storing as fat.
And LeBrun says, the more sugar you get, the more you want.
To be honest with you, I was kind of addicted to Coke. And right now, I'm having a hard time quitting.
Many New Yorkers we spoke to support the ban.
I actually think it's a good idea, and being a little bit overweight myself, noticed you looking at my stomach there.
The proposed ban on large sugary drinks must be approved by New York City's Board of Health, and that's likely. Mayor Bloomberg appointed all of its members. Laurel Boomen, VOA News, Washington.